Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme Musicians Come and Play means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM, program number 570 in that continuing series. As you're listening to your dependable neighbor for all of Central Minnesota, KASM Albany, 1150 AM, KDDG Albany 105.5 HD2, 107.7 on your FM dial, streaming on the World Wide Web at mychasm.com. We're at coming up on 13 minutes before the hour of 12 noon, 51 degrees, our current temperature here in Albany, and sunshine here in central Minnesota. We have our guest on the line. We're going to bring him in now and say good morning to Mr. Dalton Noelkamper. Dalton, how are you doing? Well, very good. I got to get your level set here because we're sounding a little scratchy here. So let's tune you down here and see how this sounds. So where are we visiting with you? Are you at home today?
I'm at home in Victoria, Texas.
Victoria, Texas. Okay. And for folks that don't know, center of the state, east, west, north, south, whereabouts are you located?
Well, we're about the same distance from Corpus, San Antonio, Austin, and Houston.
Okay, very good. So kind of
pretty much south, southeast a little bit.
Okay. Born and raised there, or where did you get started, Dalton?
Was born about 45 miles away in Yoakum, Texas, which is about 10 miles from Shiner and the world-famous Shiner Brewery, with that good old Shiner beer.
All right. Okay. And go to school in that area?
Went to school in Yoakum, yes, sir.
Okay.
After that, I went to Texas Lutheran College, which is now called Texas Lutheran University in Seguin, Texas.
Okay. Very good. And where did you pick up music? Back in grade school already, or after that, or how did you get started?
I started in band whatever year that they did band in school in those days.
Okay.
And played ever since.
And what instrument did you get started on?
I started on the alto saxophone, and I'm still at it.
Okay, that sounds good. And
one of these days, I'm going to get good.
Okay, you'll have practice enough that you'll graduate to be good. There you go. Alrighty. So, as we look back, you currently have the Shiner Hobo Band. Is that where you got started in, or did you play with some other bands to begin with, or how did things get started for you?
Well, in high school and college, I played with the Elman Frowsey Orchestra that was out of Yoakum, Texas. They had, we read music, kind of big band, Glenn Miller type stuff.
Okay.
In 65, I was a sophomore in high school and started playing with the Shiner Hobo Band.
Okay.
And it's kind of become a habit now because I'm still at it 60 years later.
All right. And, you know, so that you're on the same page with us up here. So our contact or the connection that we have with the Shiner Hobo Band is the Big Joe Polka Show and Molly B. And, you know, I've got a website. I sell music, and I'm, of course, a radio DJ here since 2004 at KASM Albany in central Minnesota. And we see on the RFG channel, we see the Shiner Hobo Band quite frequently. That was recorded back in the day with Big Joe and then again with Molly B. And so we don't know a whole lot about the Hobo Band other than what we've seen recorded. And very interesting appearing looking band. You guys look like you have outfits on that really don't match each other, but it looks like you are quite the group. Can you kind of describe yourselves to us, give us a better picture?
Hobo Band, as best we can track back, started around 1905, 1907. And about that same time, the Spetzel Brewery in Shiner was founded. And the Spetzel Brewery has been a supporter of the Shiner Hobo Band for way over 100 years already.
Okay.
We have, at the most, if everybody shows up, we'll have about 20, 22, maybe 25 players.
Oh, wow.
Most of the time, we don't really know exactly who all's going to make it. We send out a list of our performances and time. And we had a sweet lady that has passed, Miss Rita Kurtz, that was very much into our music and supported us and bought us two buses over the years and helped us out with a little bit of everything and was our director.
Okay.
She wielded the commode plunger.
Oh, okay. Okay. And
we have a website, ShinerHoboBand.com. We'll give you the history and show you some of the pictures of the players and pictures of events that we have played at over the years. It started out a lot as a lot of church picnics and local stuff, and then it has expanded a little bit since then.
Okay. So
we probably go about 80 or 100 mile radius is somewhere around our limit. We have done a little bit further before, but not often.
Okay. And so your appearances, are they, I mean, like our bands up here in the Midwest, usually like 7 to 10 piece, will play at some of the ballrooms and events like that, polka fests and so on. And of course, they're paid for that. Now, you bring a 22 piece band, you would command quite a cost, I would guess, to appear. Are you funded by some kind of grants or anything, or how do you work?
Well, we get a little operating money from the brewery every year.
Oh, okay.
Over the years, last 8 or 10 years, I guess, we have started charging a fee at times for playing. Most of the time, we get a little bit of money, and we get an ice chest full of cold Shiner beer and a meal.
Okay, very good. Well, that sounds like a good deal. And so are you the owner of the band, or is it a community-funded band, or how is that?
Well, it's just the Shiner Hobo Band. There's no owner. There's,
okay.
It's I have been doing the majority of the work involved with the band for 20 years or so, and take care of the bus, do the driving, take care of getting the products on the bus. I mean, you can't go anywhere without having an ice chest with some Shiner beer in it.
Okay.
For the road.
Okay. And as far as instrumentation, do you have books that you, you know, for, say, two trumpets or three trumpets and two saxes, or do you have an accordion or concertina? What type of instrumentation?
usually have 2 to 4 accordions, maybe 2 or 3 saxophones, 3 trumpets, a trombone or 2, a bass horn or 2, a drummer, a keyboard player, and sometimes a bass guitar player.
Oh, wow. Okay. And music written for all of those parts?
No, we play by ear.
Everything by ear. Okay. Very good. Very good. Do you still have a lot of ballrooms or event centers or anything in the Texas, in your immediate area? Or is it more outdoor events? Or what do you guys, how do you appear?
It's mostly outdoor events or inside a hall for church picnics, community annual celebrations. That we play some weddings here and there, people that know us. We play some funerals. And
okay.
We do a variety of things.
I guess, yeah. Now, does everybody have day jobs besides, or does this become full-time work for you, or how does that work?
Well, our average age in the hobo band is probably 75 to 80.
Oh, so retired people.
And we have a few youngsters that we've gotten in, but they're getting harder and harder to come by.
Okay. And do you find that the venues are, I mean, like the ballrooms, all that sort of thing, are going away just like they are up in the Midwest here? Or do you still have quite an opportunity of venues to play at?
Well, we have plenty of places to play. We usually play around 18 or 20 times a year.
Oh, wow. Okay.
The Wurstfest, which is a big celebration, a 10-day salute to sausage in New Braunfels, Texas, is typically our last event for the year, which will be this year will be the 9th of November.
Okay. Okay.
But we have also, we're playing for the 4th time this year at the brewery in December on the 20th, I believe.
Okay.
So then we'll shut her down and start usually with one of the first sausage and polka festivals in late February or March.
Okay. Interesting. Very, very good. All right. Well, looking through some of the music that you sent us, and very interesting, it looks like you play a lot of the polkas and waltzes, traditional music that we're accustomed to up in this country. You do some modern and country type songs that we recognize by name, and very good recordings, I might add. I've put a couple of the CDs into the system now here already, so people will be able to call in and request music by the Shiner Hobo Band. So who comes up with the music, or how did you get the playlist that you do now? How do you, without a music book of written music, how do you arrange that, or how does that come about?
Well, we'll play our traditional Shiner song opening, and then we'll play some waltzes and polkas, and it's kind of like... you know, somebody in the band says, hey, let's play this one. Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Okay.
Okay.
So we don't have a list. The only list that we have is probably songs that were put on CDs or cassette tapes or 8-tracks back in the day. But very seldom we go by that.
Sure. Well, that is very interesting. You know, Dalton, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment, we've reached 12 o'clock here in central Minnesota, and it's time now to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, but then we'll come back to you with that thought in mind. So if you can hang on for just a moment.
All right, sir.
All righty. So the St. Joe Meat Market, reminding you that October is pork month all month long. Celebrate October Pork Month with some juicy and flavorful pork chops, pork steak, country ribs, spare ribs, pork roast, pork sausage, and more, all for you at the right price at the St. Joe Meat Market. Remember pork, the other white meat. It's Halloween next week, a great time to come into the St. Joe Meat Market for some unadvertised spooktacular specials. New now at the St. Joe Meat Market are skinless brats in various flavors. If you have struggled with tough casings in the past, you will be amazed at the nice bite these skinless brats have. Just another way that the St. Joe Meat Market continues to try and satisfy each and every customer. And don't forget, Saturday, November 8th, is the opening of the 2025 Minnesota State Firearms Deer Season. Stock up on all your backpack and snacking items, as well as your camp food meal menu items. Good luck and be safe out there as you try to bag that big buck. As always, like us on Facebook, look us up on the web, stjoemeatmarket.com. That's the St. Joe Meat Market, and thanking you for your patronage. And Dalton, for being our guest on the show, and this is how it works. The St. Joe Meat Market, we put up a nice package of meat. It's all smoked meats, meats that won't spoil in the mail. And we get them to you in a day or so priority mail and hope that you and the family around you enjoy it in good health. How does that sound for you?
That's great.
You bet. And talking about those around you, you mentioned that you are married for, what, 50-some years?
57.
57. And who is the lucky lady?
Kathleen Nallkemper.
Okay. And are you blessed with any children?
We have one daughter that is 52, I believe, and a set of twin girls that are 45.
Okay. Any music in those girls? Are they continuing the tradition?
They're not playing, but they've shown up at hobo events since they were in diapers, and
they continue to. Okay. Well, the support is always welcome, so that is great. You bet. And did you mention your wife's name? I didn't catch it.
Yes, Kathleen.
Kathleen. All right. Very good. 57 years. That's a good score, as my mother-in-law would always say. I've got my wife and I have 53, and now so we're just a tad behind you.
Well, we were babies when we got married.
Oh, there you go. All right.
You know, the hobo band has we have had in the past, not right now, but we had a doctor that played with us. We have a two or three band directors. We have a professor of music at a college. So we have some very seasoned musicians, and most everybody has played with 1, 2, 3, 4 bands over the years. And
sure.
We have one now that plays with us and puts his instrument down and gets on stage and plays with another group.
So. Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
We have a fun time.
That's what it's all about. You bet. And we've always said polka music is happy music. And, you know, having played it for probably some 50 years myself, really not ever had a bad experience. I mean, you might have a bad day at your day job at work, but you get to the event in the evening and you set up the equipment, the drums, the instruments, and it seems like everything just flows after that.
And my wife and kids say, Dad's in his element.
Oh, is that right? Okay. Awesome. Well, good. Any other habits that you have, or does music consume all of your spare time?
I raise cattle and have a place outside of Shiner, old family land that been in the family since about 1878. So
okay,
I do that. I play music on the board of an insurance company local, and do a few things like that.
Okay, well, interesting. And I have to go back to the band again. With in my mind, I'm a musician that really needs music. I just don't improvise well. And So I've played drums, concertina, and trumpet, and I've pretty much, if they pull the music away from me, I'm all done. I just was not that rehearsed, that played enough that I could memorize anything or play without music. But so if you don't have a book and you've got 20 plus musicians on the stage, so you call up a number, say the Beer Barrel Polka, what do you say? It's in the key of A or D or something like that, so that everybody knows to play the same note or the right note, or how do you?
Well, we typically give a key out. You know, some of the songs that we play every time we get together, it's not. We don't necessarily say what key it's in. Everybody's supposed to know that.
Okay.
But it's not, you know, the hobo band can, we can play two different songs at the same time. That's not a chore for us.
Okay.
Oh, we actually did it one time, not intentionally, but on the Big Joe Polka Show recorded.
Really?
We started out on two different songs, but at the end we had it all blended together and it worked. So.
Oh, it sounds like a fun time, I'll tell you. We'd sure wish you were closer, because it would sound like an entertaining event to come and partake in. So, yeah, really, really neat. Do you play any other instruments besides the sax, or is that, do you play clarinet too or anything? Or?
No, I play a little harmonica.
Harmonica, okay.
That's about all I ever got into. I was a music education major in college, but I didn't get along with most all the other instruments other than the saxophone.
Okay, very good. All righty. Well, Dalton, our time is just about run down. Really enjoyed visiting with you. About this time of the show, I usually ask every musician if there's a particular memory that they would care to share with the listeners, good, bad, or otherwise. And believe me, after 570 shows, we've just about heard everything possible, from getting stuck in snowstorms to missing tires off of vehicles, having flat tires on the way, playing in front of massive crowds for President's inauguration or whatever the event might have been. What comes to mind to you? What do you have that would be in your mind that you could share with the listeners?
Well, we have been through our share of vehicle problems and tires blowing out and stuff. Luckily, the times it happened, we were on the way back home and not on the way to play, so we didn't miss any events. We did get stuck at a event before that the bus broke down about the time we drove up, but heck, we played and had a good time. But then they called people to come pick us up. We had a couple of motorhomes came, and we got back to Shiner in one piece.
Oh, there you go. That's awesome. Yeah, I think most musicians would agree they could write a book after that many years like you have in the business. Lots of events, and to try to think of them all at one time like this at a short minute's notice, it's all kind of a mush, kind of a blend. But after the show is over, you think, oh, maybe I should have said this, or maybe I should have said that. And if you were to write a book, you'd get it all detailed from 50-some years worth of playing.
Or maybe I would say, I shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, that too. Well, very good. Well, Dalton, we want to take this opportunity to thank you for joining us on our Musicians Come and Play program. I tell every guest about this time at the end of the show that if the good Lord is willing, you and I are still here down the road sometime. We could probably do this thing again. How's that?
That works for me.
Well, very good. Well, with that, we're going to let you run. I'll talk to you off the air in just a moment here. But with that, we wish you a good day.
All right, thanks for supporting polka music and the Shiner Hobo Band, all the way from Shiner, Texas.
There you go. All righty, Dalton, thank you. I'll be with you in just a moment. And there he goes, Dalton Nullkamper. He is our 570th guest here on the Musicians Come and Play program. Don't go away. We've got music coming up by the Shiner Hobo Band in just moments. Larry Razavian is out of town checks with our theme wrapping up right there, wrapping up our 570th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And we're going to have music coming up right now by the Shiner Hobo Band, and starting out with one called the Shiner Hobo Band Song Polka. Here they are. The Shiner Hobo Band, yes, the Shiner Song Polka, and starting out our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. It's waltz time now with the Shiner Hobo Band, one called the All Night Waltz.
All night to get home last night. The road was so crooked and long. The fog was so thick and I had no lights. In darkness and fog I went wrong. But I felt my way along the fences. It's a good thing I had my senses. It took me all night to get home last night. We had a wonderful time. Took me all night to get home last night. The road was so crooked and long. The fog was so thick and I had no lights. In darkness and fog I went wrong. But I built my way along the fences. It's
it's a good thing I had my senses. It took me all night to get home last night. We had a wonderful time.
Honey, yo!
The Shiner Hobo Band with one called the All Night Waltz. Polka time now with the Shiner Hobo Band, one called I Love to Polka. The Shiner Hobo Band with one called I Love to Polka. And that takes us now to 22 minutes past the hour of 12 noon in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us about this time, Sunday mornings with Jeannie B's Tours out of St. Joseph, Minnesota. Jeannie texting me information on Friday as she was leaving early Saturday morning for the Colors of the Smoky Mountains tour, and didn't want to forget the program. So she says, if you find yourself thinking that it is time to plan a vacation, it might be time to call Jeannie B's Tours. Your local tour office in St. Joe can help make travel so easy for you. Just stop by Jeannie B's, located in the old Kennedy School building, located at 124 First Avenue Southeast, for information for many different destinations. It is as easy as deciding where to go, packing your bag, hopping on the included shuttle to the airport, or board a Trobex Deluxe motor coach for an extended ride to one of many areas of the good old U.S. of A. Call Jeannie Bees at 320-345-1581 soon for details for trips to Alaska, Hawaii, Ireland, Canadian Rockies, New England, Germany, Iceland, Washington, D.C., California, Railways, Rhine and Danube River Cruises, New York, England, Nova Scotia, Cape Cod, and the Pacific Northwest. Boy, that's a lot. Deadwood and Medora, Door County, Nashville, Branson, Mississippi River Cruise, Smoky Mountains, and the Ark Encounter Experience are all happening for 2026. Boy, Jeannie's a busy girl. Now is the time to reserve your tours. Mark your calendars for Jeannie B's Tours Travel Presentation on November 4th, 9 until 11:30 at the St. Joe office at 124 First Avenue Southeast, St. Joe. Enjoy treats, register for door prizes, and see where you can all go in 2026. Jeannie B's Tours has holiday gift certificates available for that perfect gift this Christmas. As Jeannie likes to say, remember, seeing is believing. And that's all for you from Jeannie B's Tours. And boy, like I always say, it's a lot of information to consume in just a minute and a half or so. So, you know, if you want to have it just spelled out to you a little bit slower, give them a call at 320-345-1581. Jeannie's staff will be happy to, you know, answer any questions that you might have, because you might be just interested in Alaska, or you might be interested in the Canadian Rockies. And I mentioned that whole list of items, and you probably got lost in them and thinking, now, what was that all that he said? So again, give him a call at Jeannie B's, 320-345-1581, and they will spell out all the details for you so distinctly. Let me tell you, they have nice people working at Jeannie B's office, really do. So give them a call, 320-345-1581. Jeannie B's Tours, proudly bringing us first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music continues with the Shiner Hobo Band, 26 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. It's one called the Snowflower Polka. And there you go, the Shiner Hobo Band with one called the Snowflower Polka. 28 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading of 53 degrees here in central Minnesota. Music continues. It's Don't Squeeze the Charmin Waltz, the Shiner Hobo Band. Mm-hmm.
Did you hear what happened last Saturday night? While dancing and drinking, we all got half time. Well, this sweet thing named Charmin was dancing with me. When up stepped her boyfriend, and he hollered at me, "Please don't squeeze my Charmin, I don't hold her so tight. You best take my warning, it's the last one tonight." She's soft and she's gentle, and sweet as can be. And Charmin be squeezing, then leave out to me. Along about midnight, I was feeling no pain, and me and Miss Charmin, we were dancing again. And then Hank and Big Walter got into a fight. And then I heard Lottie holler as out went the light, "Please don't squeeze my Charmin, I don't hold her so tight. Well, you best take my warning, 'cause this is the last one tonight. She's soft and she's Catholic, as sweet as can be. Charmin be squeezing, then leave out to me. And Charmin be squeezing, then leave out to me."
The Shiner Hobo Band with "Don't Squeeze the Charmin Waltz." Right now it's polka time with one called "Polka Time in Texas Polka."
Puts a smile on every face. If you dance the next one with me, I will take you by your hand, and we'll have a great time dancing to the Shiner Hobo Band. Oh,
Texas, the world is a brighter place. That beautiful Czech music puts a smile on every face. If you dance the next one with me, I will take you by your hand, and we'll have a great time dancing to the shine.
The Shiner Hobo Band and one called the Shiner are the Polka Time in Texas Polka. Right now, another nice old time polka, one called You Are My Sunshine Polka.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
Can't hear you.
The other night, dear, while I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. The other night, dear, while I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. When I awoke, dear, I was mistaken. So I hung my head and I cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
The Shiner Hobo Band. Yes, one called You Are My Sunshine. Coming up on 23 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. We're going to do that with a nice waltz tune, a standard one called the Blue Skirt Waltz, the Shiner Hobo Band.
Bright and people were carefree and gay.
night when first we met.
Everybody sing.
We danced in a world of blue. How can my heart forget? Blue were the skies and the blue were your eyes, just like the blue skirt you wore. Come back, blue lady, come back. Don't be blue anymore.
Let's hear them, Mises.
You're not singing. Shiner Hobo Band, yes, real recognizable waltz tune there, one called the Blue Skirt Waltz. Wrapping up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM.